CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good morning, everybody. We are here, we're live. CliffCentral.com on a Wednesday morning. I have Sia's word that Gord Laws is here today. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good news.
At what time, though?
People love Gord, huh?
We don't know.
You got to see what happened last week because we didn't do a live show and Ben was standing. Ben was asking, where the hell's Gord? Can I move him to another day? People like Gord. Don't tell him that when he comes in. Time to get full of himself.
Oh,
hey, Pinky, what's up?
Hey, Gareth, I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good. Pinky's in for Gugu this morning because Gugu is so important. He's in Spain.
He's visiting my abuela.
I presume you mean your lover or something. What's your abuela again? Your grandmother?
Grandmother. See.
I made this cup of coffee this morning. It's good coffee. And, you know, we finally got a machine in here that works and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's little things like that that really do make your day better because I arrive here and I'm like, oh, no, it's so early. And I go to the coffee machine and I make one of these, but I didn't put any sugar in it. I usually have like one flat spoon of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it sounds like I'm in a concentration camp or something here, but I have to penalize myself because I will get fat and I cannot afford that. I cannot afford because I've been so rude about fat people my whole life that if I say something terrible about fat people, and I will, and they look at me and they go, but you're fat, my whole argument's ruined.
It's the pot calling the kettle black.
It's like that that ANC deputy minister who he beat up on that girl, the Cubana. What was his name?
Manana. Ntutuzi Manana.
That's right. And he was going on about women's rights and shit before that. And everyone's like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't be like that guy. I will ruin my reputation. So let's get an update on Pinky because she hasn't been on the show for a long time. What's going on with you?
Nothing much is going on.
Got any love in your life?
Sorry? Ooh.
Any love in your life?
Oh, no, Gareth. How did we get there?
Ooh. Oh, come on. We jump straight to the point. People want to know. They're messaging the hell out of me this morning. Like, what's happening in Pinky's love life?
Not much.
You're a young
really, is it boring
girl.
At the moment? It's dead. It's dry like the desert.
Dry,
oh,
boring.
God. How horrible. Look at the three of us. It's ridiculous.
Speak you've for got yourselves.
Oh, right. Sia's got something going on. Good for you.
I have several things going on.
Wow.
Several.
Sia's got 18 boyfriends.
Oh, nice.
It was actually funny to me yesterday. Two of my friends called me up for relationship advice, and I had to stop the second one mid-phone call going, are you really asking me for relationship advice? I don't know anything. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Well, I know that you like to keep this stuff private. Do you ever mix up the boyfriends? Like one of them calls you and you call them by the other one's name?
No, I don't have boyfriends. I have beers in a cooler box.
What does this mean?
I have many people on reserve.
Oh, okay. So we're talking booty calls in the week. That's
no,
kind of
not even. I think in your 20s, this is how everyone should be.
I totally agree. But people who are less, they're less open-minded would call you a slut.
No, it's not even that. No. I'm not even doing anything like that with any of them. It's just, you know, people who you flirt with or who you go for lunch with.
A bit
no,
of fun.
That's all.
Sure. Absolutely. As long as you are happy, Sia, I'm happy.
Yes, so back to you, Pinky.
Yes, and how about you, Pinky? We need
don't
to get
evade.
You happy. Pinky,
I don't have beers in a cooler box.
Yeah, I'm going to get Pinky a boyfriend. I'm going to find someone and I'm going to check them out. And then they're going to come around here and we'll get you married.
Okay, that sounds good, actually.
What's your type, Pinky?
Yeah, what's your type? Let me at least zero in on something.
I'm really not picky, hey? As long as he breathes.
You're not a racist, so you don't mind.
Did you just say as long as he breathes?
Yeah.
Breathes? Really? That's your low. That's very low standard.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm really not picky.
All right. You don't mind. Are you tribal about it? I mean, would you like someone who you know, I mean, you're from the Free State.
Mm-hmm.
You speak Sesotho.
Uh-huh.
So would you be picky then if it was Tswana or Zulu or Xhosa?
I don't know about Zulu. Hey?
Oh, really?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a little bit tribalistic. Jeez. That's okay.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
What happened there?
Right. Are you picky about, like, tall or short?
definitely not short.
Yeah, it's a problem, huh? I feel bad for short guys. Yeah. They just, hey, Gordo, what's happening, my man? Let me just turn on your microphone here.
Sorry, we're trying to hook Gord Laws Pinky up.
Yeah,
we
just, sorry, Gord, you've come in at an awkward moment where we're trying to get Pinky kinky.
Any moment when I come in is an awkward one.
How are you doing?
So
dude?
We're looking for tall non-Zulu men.
Yeah. We really narrowed it down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tall non-Zulu men.
I can see this going that same route of people who are like, I don't really have a type. I'm not picky. It's about connection. Yeah. They just have to be tall, one specific ethnicity, culturally one way.
And then before you know
ideally wealthy, must be or must not be religious, but I'm not picky.
Yeah. And then before you know it, you've got like this laundry list of stuff that you have to comply with.
Yeah.
All right, Pinky, you know what? I'm going to bring in one morning, we'll have five guys, like at a, you know when someone is murdered and they do that lineup and the victim or someone who knows the victim has to point out the man who they think did it?
I think that's going
to
work.
You have to point out the man you'd like to do it.
Hashtag Pinky gets kinky.
All right, I think we've got something new going on the show.
This is actually exciting to me. I'll work on this.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Because you love talking about your personal life, but when someone else gets in my sights, then suddenly it's your problem.
I'm not being sarcastic. Okay, this is exciting.
Yeah, Sia looks legitimately excited. It's matchmaking time.
And I'm the worst matchmaker.
And we can put men on display and objectify them. It'll be the best.
Sia used to have a show where he just did that. Just did that.
Objectified men. Why did you stop doing that?
Pinky, do you believe this?
He used to have an hour. You had an hour's show. And it was called Untapped Talent. It was meant to be like a variety type show.
Did you tap any of the untapped?
That's right. We eventually changed the name to Tapping the Talent.
That's the best.
Wait, honestly, I need
it's
to think.
Tapping the Talent with Sia.
Exactly.
In what was it? Like,
who's going to get tapped today?
It was always models and singers and like these good-looking guys.
And then you need like an advert catchphrase for when it goes to commercials and you could be like, I'd tap that.
Yeah. And then he presses a button like the guy's on the Voice.
And you can tap it with a button.
Actually, once.
And if he presses the button, the guy's clothes just magically fall off.
Yeah, yeah, they're like connected to like pulleys on a trapdoor on the floor. So when the pulleys go, the pants come down. I could help you design this and make it amazing.
It'd be such a great TV show. We should design TV shows, Gordon.
I swear to God.
I don't know
if any of them would be fit for broadcast, but they'd
so
be
much
fine as
better
hell.
Better than the shit
correct.
Yeah. On TV now. And everybody thinks they're a TV star if you go on YouTube and Instagram, and it's horrible.
There are some goodies out there. But yeah, it's mostly horrible. I'll agree with you on that.
It's bad. So, talking of TV,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but our CEO is on the Wendy Williams show, and someone has just sent me a picture of that.
OMFG.
They got a screen grab. Rickus just said, I saw CEO on the Wendy Williams show last night. He had a blast.
Wendy, my new friend.
CEO was dressed in a marvelous traditional costume, so he got lots of attention from the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Good move.
Because I like to, you know, blend into
keep it real.
What he's not
slash break the mold.
What he's not telling us is he was manhandled out of the room after Wendy finished the show because he tried to like launch himself at her.
Not in a good way.
No, of course not in a good way.
Random sidebar: Wendy's boobs are way bigger in person.
I'm pleased you noticed that. I'm very proud of you for noticing that.
That's
as a homosexual man for taking the time to appreciate on behalf of us heterosexual men. A pair of boobs,
well,
good
just
for you.
On behalf of aesthetic appreciation.
Of course.
Anyway.
No, absolutely.
I don't know whether to be ashamed or very proud of myself for managing to not know who Wendy whatchamacallit is.
You don't know who Wendy Williams is?
Nope. And I'm a champion for not knowing because that's how well I've avoided the news and popular culture.
You straights really do surprise me every now and then. One of my friends who I was giving relationship advice to yesterday didn't know who Tommy Hilfiger was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him personally, but...
But you know the
brand,
right?
I know who it is, yeah. And then there's been controversies and all that.
By the way, Wendy Williams is this huge big star in America. She's got this TV show which has got, I don't know, millions of viewers. And she's...
Renewed to like 2022.
Yeah. She's a very successful woman. And when you look her up, do you know what comes up first?
Is it her personal drama?
No. It's,
boobs.
It's that she doesn't like Meghan Markle. Because Meghan Markle opened up about the difficulties of living in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a woman who became an actress for a living. Do me a favor. And Wendy Williams apparently heard this and she said, this is some bullshit. She said, Meghan, nobody feels sorry for you. That's Wendy Williams.
That's Wendy.
She goes, nobody feels sorry for you. You knew what you were signing up for, girl. Wendy said via Entertainment Tonight, you knew exactly what you were doing. I applaud her plot action on the royal situation, but please, you could just imagine.
She's gotta have that please. Girl.
But please, don't try to garner sympathy from us. You knew what you were
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Isn't that interesting?
She didn't know exactly what she was getting herself
like,
into.
I like this Wendy Williams more and more. We agree on stuff. It's a helpful, that's a helpful
Gord,
helpful
I'll
position.
Have to give you an off-air lesson on Wendy.
Too much. That was going so well until the Wendy bit. Yes, what? I'm very interested in off-air lessons here.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Gord. I was saying before you walked in this morning, Gord, you're very popular and people get very upset when they don't hear you.
Yes. Last time it was kind of you guys, though.
We forgive you when you can't come in because we know you've got work and stuff, but the audience do not.
Yes, I know. They don't appreciate or understand.
They loathe and detest you. They plot. They have voodoo dolls. There was a burning.
Whoever's
there
got
was a
my
lynching.
Voodoo doll, please take it to the gym.
There was a lynching outside here the other day. Did you see the wax figure that they lynched?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was
my
you.
God, it wasn't a very... I suppose if that's the shape I am, wax is the right thing for it.
Oh. They used one of those Halloween pumpkins.
Yeah, I mean, last week there was no Wednesday show, and that was the only day that I could come in. So I was hoping to see Ben. You guys were away.
He was heartbroken.
And prior to that, we were on a bit of a run. So.
Your beloved Ken Bobinski.
Ken Bobinski, the Archbishop of Banterbury. Finally,
what's happening
rematch
with you?
Against
give
that.
Give us a good update.
Bootfighter quite keeping me quite busy. We launched the PC version like a week and a half ago, and we
this is not the politically correct version.
No, not that kind of
for
PC.
For a personal computer,
for a
that one,
Bill
Windows based computer. Yeah.
So Gordo, where can we get this?
There's a gaming platform for PCs called Steam.
I know.
And we're
Steam.
Available on Steam for the low, low price of 200 Zars. You can get like half a craft beer for that much.
200, that's all?
Yeah, but we're gearing up for the...
So where is it so far? Has it been on other like app stores and
no,
things?
No, we're busy trying to sort that out. So when people are saying like, we're busy launching or we've just launched the game, when we say that, people are like, oh, great. Well, that's got to be exciting. We're like, yeah, well, it's a long phase. It's a long process rather with several phases. We got to launch now the Android and mobile version and then the Mac version at the same time. And then we have to do consoles after that. So
magic.
Yeah, we got a series of launches coming up. And I think the majority of people are going to want to probably play it on mobile. Or on Max, and we're gearing up to release that. So that's been quite stressful and time consuming.
I'm so impressed with you. I really am. I don't say this easily. This is a great thing that you're doing. Gaming is massive. It's bigger than the music and the sports industries combined. You've put this together. It was all in your head. You've got some guys working with you.
Yeah.
Who cares about them? It's all you.
No, it's me. It's me and a couple of other guys. Look, we just wanted to do something because it would be fun, and then we got quite carried away with how serious we were about really doing it, and nobody ever called the bluff. Like we were 6 months in, and I was waiting for someone to still go, "Are you guys actually you guys are actually serious about this?"
You've done a lot of work. I mean, there's a huge amount of incredible graphic design. There's massive voice talent that's been put into the game design. Just listen to this. So.
Rolled our trailer on YouTube and or Facebook, social media, Wi-Fi, data, friendships, connectivity, the new world we live in. You might have even received it in a WhatsApp from an enthusiastic friend and thought, that looks like a tit game. I'll clap that when it's out. But now you actually can. Bootfighter is finally out.
Out and proud. Proud and out.
It's not just out, it's very out.
Okay, it's like Matanya and Samizi in a jacuzzi together holding hands, but no eye contact.
So out. And you can go clap it at Steam. Why should you clap it? What makes it so magical and flippant tit? Why should we take your word for it, Hard Eddie, who's never lied to us or steered us wrong? Well, very good question, and I'm glad you asked. I'm going to hand you over to my best China.
That's very kind.
Number one homeboy.
Also very true.
And favorite oak in the whole world.
Dear me.
Moody Set, also known as Mod C, to take you through a list of reasons why this game is so tit. Mod, two numbers.
Two boots on a journey of life. Friendship. Kamaru. Brotherhood. Boy. Introspection. Vengeance.
Thinly veiled social commentary that's actually quite insightful.
Awakening. Romance. Aquatic level. Water. Rugby. Foot fighter. Friendship.
I love it, dude. It's so good.
Yeah, we've had quite a lot of fun with it. It's it's just been it's been a lot of work, and like, you know, a lot of people, as I say, are like, well done, you guys have launched. Like, well, we've started launching. But everyone that's on PC, go grab it at Steam. It's $200. It's a great game. It's we've had to patch a few initial problems, like it was too hard. It's not too hard anymore. So go grab it at Steam on PC for $200. Otherwise, keep an eye on the Bootfighter Facebook page. Thank you for the plug, Gareth, and for updates about when you can get it on your smart
even
device.
Even that beat sounds very Bootish.
We actually had a mate, one of our sound guys, Girth, whose name is actually Garth.
His name's Girth?
No, we call him that because he's a slightly white man named Garth. Okay. So Brown Garth, aka Girth, just decided to like make techno for the game. We were like, yo, we need some really bad techno. We must get some like library sounds and find some, you know, audio
horrible stuff.
Yeah, like ready made, cheap to buy, and then just go in and make a few changes and sort of tweak it a little bit to make it make it more fun. And Girth just made his own techno out of sound effects and voices. So there's a lot of really funny stuff if you try pay attention to the background music. You'll find there's a lot of funny shit going on there that you might not
and Easter eggs. People love to have surprises in the game.
Yeah, there is. If you watch the official trailer, you'll notice that a sexy correct South African romantic rapper makes an appearance.
A sexy.
And we've got some interesting stuff coming up. We've got a lot of cool stuff in the pipeline, and I'm just like trying not to spew it all out at once.
I noticed the beard is getting quite full.
Yeah, I needed a trim.
What's going on there?
I'm just going with it.
You look a bit like a hillbilly.
Yeah, I apparently it gives me the illusion of a chin, so I'm committed.
Who says that?
I don't know, my hairdresser and some of my friends. But
sorry, no, I wasn't dismissing, I was asking.
No, I think it works. It's what is it?
It is very rugged at the moment. Yeah. I'm like a week overdue
a trim. You look like a mountain man.
Yeah, I'm like at least a week overdue a trim. Once
you
I
look
get
like
a trim
someone
going,
who could crack open a tin of beans and just
like
drink
might,
it out of the bottom.
Yeah, I look like I might roar and start hitting my chest at any moment. I mean, that like does
someone,
actually happen.
You look like someone who cooks shit over an open fire.
Yeah. I look like I wear skins that I caught and cured and tanned.
You look like
myself.
When you're hungry, you look like when you're hungry, you go outside and kick an animal to death and then just chew it raw.
Yeah, sneak up on it and then grab it by the antlers with my bare hands and twist its head, my knee on its body, twisting its head in unnatural ways while it yelps.
Bleats.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Have you ever done that?
Bleats?
What?
No.
Where's this story going?
No, I've told this story before, I'm sure. So I was with it happened to be two girlfriends of mine. We went away because there were meant to be five or six of us. And
interested to know we're wrangling something to the ground and bleating comes into this story.
I'll tell you now. Calm down, Gord. Put your dick back in your pants. So we went away to this place in Mpumalanga. It's like this.
With your two Bennets.
Yeah. I'll tell you the story. Just calm down, all right? Go to this place and on the way home one night, one of those little dakers, those little
small
antelope, runs in front of the car, and the thing obviously gets hit by the car. I wasn't driving; one of the girls is driving, and this happens. In no fences, these wild animals run, and we weren't going fast. No one was drunk, so there was nothing wrong, but it just happened. So now this thing's lying there going. Or whatever noise it was making. It sounded horrible. And
was
I realized...
Was this a definite death, but slow death noise?
No, this thing was going to die. And if it didn't die, something would come and eat it while it was lying there trying to get better. So it was not going to go well for this poor little antelope. Kind of like that.
And almost like, Gareth! So, Gareth!
Yeah, Gareth, put me out of my misery. And I had to... I didn't know how to do this. I was worried I was going to do more... You know, how can you do more damage than kill it?
What was your approach? Twist the neck, head impact with rock.
You had to twist the neck. It was horrible, and it made such a fucking noise. I felt so horrible.
Did
about
it crack
this.
Inside where it was like you weren't sure if you heard it, but
makes
you felt
a,
it.
It makes a noise. And then it goes and then it goes limp, and it stops breathing, and then it's done, and then we loaded it into the boot of the car. And
what for?
Well, because you can't leave it in the road. And we took it back to the place we were staying at, and then I said to the people who owned the place, like, why don't you, do something with this? And they said, yeah, they'll make something out of it. Yeah, it was probably our dinner that night. Who knows?
I was going to say, what did they make out of it? Like, give it to the children with some paper mache and they go nuts.
Western.
But it's a noise. I mean, it's the noise one of those little antelope make when they hit. It's just horrible.
How long did you have to think about it?
It's compassion. It's really, and I know a lot of people think this is cruel, and I'm only telling the story because it's come up inadvertently, but it's a horrible thing to do. Except that you know it's the only thing to do.
Yeah.
You cannot leave this thing
just to
making
suffer.
This noise. Because that noise is going to attract some predator very quickly. Right, exactly.
Why is my skin
crawling? It is kind of like that. Yeah. It's horrible.
Did you feel very... Man.
No, I felt terrible, CIA.
No, but you sound pretty manly.
I had blood in my
arm. At the time,
it
was a cuck vibe, but now you've got a great story about how you, with your own hands, stepped in to intervene in nature's flawed systems, and as man, took into your hands the mortality of another being and cracked its head. I think it's rugged and badass. I wouldn't like to have to do that.
Well, this coming from you with the big mountain man beard.
Because my beard makes me all rugged.
Isn't Gord, with this beard, he looks like the kind of guy you'd avoid in a shopping mall later.
I look
night,
like
right?
young, straight Barry Ronga.
That's an interesting comparison.
That you said that. Yeah.
Pinky's googling Barry Ronga.
To all the ladies out there that like to slide up in my DMs because I have a sexy sounding voice, visualize it coming out of younger tattooed Barry Ronga.
Oh, that's.
Yeah,
that's,
and now it's not so. Now it's not so DM-y, is it, love?
Oh, by the way, you DM'd that girl who messaged us.
Yes, Tuani, and we got to chatting. And,
oh, my gosh, it really happened.
She seemed super nice. Yeah, she lives in Cape Town, but she seemed cool. We just got to chatting, I mean.
I just want to let everybody else know it's not our practice here to give Gord phone numbers of listeners.
No, but, I mean, I did get quite a provocative and direct message there.
Was it really provocative?
Was there more provocative?
I want to have sex with Gordon's voice. Is that weird?
Yeah.
But
did it go anywhere?
No, I mean, I just I messaged her. I said thanks for the message. It made me laugh, and then we just got to chatting, and I think we haven't for a while. But literally, just I was like, thank you for the message. It made me blush.
You didn't send her any genitalia?
No, nothing
pictures,
like that.
Did you?
Unfortunately, it's
not yet.
Unfortunately, my genitalia have not got the exposure lately that they'd like. We could talk after the show, though, Gareth, if you'd like to see my portfolio.
No, I'm okay.
You can see my headshots.
I'm good.
And you can give
me straight tattooed Barry Ronga. I'll be fine.
You can see my headshots and you can give me feedback on them.
Can we just talk for a minute about Barry Ronga? Because this guy used to be the biggest name in movie critics in South Africa. This guy would say a movie was good and people would go and see it. He would say a movie
was
shit.
He was both Siegfried as well as Roy.
Yeah, he was amazing. And I had the pleasure of working at 702 with Barry for a little while.
Yeah, lovely man.
He was an absolute artist. He was a highly intelligent individual. Yeah. He had an understanding of theater and movies and television. And
a lovely guy.
Lovely human being. And he's still alive.
Yeah.
And Barry is apparently ailing. He's not well.
He's not okay.
Yeah. And I've heard from some people that he's out of it. He doesn't really know, what's going on anymore. And it just... it frightens the hell out of me to see that someone who was like such a part of our lives and TV and he had so much interesting. Yeah. He used to write the most brilliant columns.
Yeah, Sunday Times, he had a weekly column, and then in the newspapers it was Hot or Not with Barry.
That's
He did a bit of TV presenting. I actually got to know him quite well. I used to watch a movie with him between one and four times a week for about 8 or 9 years at FHM. We had to watch movies to review them.
And did he get
when I started as an intern, it was one of my first responsibilities.
Did he know your name?
Yeah, well, Barry and I became friends. I mean, I've lost touch with him a little bit the last sort of, I guess, 8 years or so. But he was a lovely man. And presumably still is. I'm sorry to hear about his health.
Yeah.
But
man, it is sad when someone, just spirals down with ill health.
Has that happened? Is he?
I've heard it from several people.
Okay.
And I've never been able to prove it. I don't know him from a bar of soap. But I was reading a couple of...
Well, if ever faced with him in a bar of soap, the beard...
I think I'd probably know
him
better.
Is how you tell them. True. Yeah, yes. And the size, really. The bar of soap's small compared to Barry.
Thank you. I was reading about Barbara Walters, and she's a legendary American journalist, and she just turned 90 years old.
90?
She hasn't been seen in public since 2016 or 17. When she retired because she was diagnosed with dementia.
Oh, boy.
And she knew what would happen. Ugh. And so she said, actually, I've worked for so many years. I've achieved everything that I've wanted to achieve. I have the money that I want. And I'm not going to let the image that I've built up over the years dwindle because of my ill health. Well, so she said, actually, I don't want to leave my house anymore. And with respect, please, I also don't want to see anyone.
Apparently, if you fly a drone over, you see her walking around in circles. And oh, God.
Do you know, this is the sad part. She just turned 90 a couple of weeks ago.
I had such a chirp and I just
can't. No, don't, please.
even I draw the line.
Please don't.
At dementia jokes. No.
And you can even Google this now. She lives in this New York apartment and there were deliveries of gifts and flowers, and her doorman had to turn it away because they adhere to her rules that she doesn't want
contact,
to see anyone.
What if somebody said the thing that said,
she's wandering
like,
around in
"Dear
nappy.
Barbara,
she's just wandering around in a nappy.
This is the Illuminati. We're sorry to send you a card, but you're not answering your phone. We have the cure for this problem. We just can't tell everyone, so we have to tell you in secret. Please find this. I hope this card finds you not so bad."
And the doorman goes, "I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to be turned away." And like they've literally tried everything. And because they're the Illuminati, they've got like a no digital communication policy because that can be tracked. So you've got like this lizard person constantly knocking on the door with flowers and balloons trying to get a message to Barbara.
Barbara Walters is on the line. Do you want to hear from her?
Oh, awesome. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, what's happening?
I've got you as a pig.
All right. Barbara, how are things going? You feeling a bit better? All right, very nice.
What actually was that?
It was Barbara Walters.
Sensitivity this morning, so gone.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, all the jokes and bullshit aside, like I have a huge amount of respect for the careers of both Barbara Walters and Barry Connor.
Yeah, Barry's a good dude.
And I think that we are much the poorer without the two of them contributing to our world because they both had a way of slicing through the crap and giving us really interesting information and doing things in a humor. I mean, Barbara Walters created The View.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barry Ronger, he created
magazine
TV.
But before that,
TV
you just looked outside and there was nothing.
No. So, I mean, before there wasn't a view. Exactly.
I know
you can
that
see a foot in front
so
of your
well
face.
I'm choking up. Look, I'll come back in a moment. I got all choked up.
But in a morbid way, I kind of admire what she's decided for herself.
I think that's brilliant. Yeah, it's the only way to go. I mean, do you want to be remembered as some deranged old cat lady living in her apartment and coming out every now and then screaming at kids?
And then you have to be wheeled
onto...
Actually,
I wouldn't mind being remembered as that, but
no,
that's a side
then
point.
You have to be wheeled onto stage like Douglas for an award show and you can't even... You aren't even audible.
He's such an attention whore, that Kirk Douglas. At 100 years old. He's 100 years old or whatever it is. And he keeps letting them wheel him out on stage. And I mean, he's hardly intelligible. And then Barbara Walters does the dignified thing and stays at home. I think that's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little ageist. But 100-year-old people should have the right to be wheeled. If you've done 102 years and managed to make a household name of yourself, I want to be 102, getting wheeled onto stage on a live microphone and just unloading whatever's partially even in my brain.
I'm too vain for that, no.
How do you want, if you diagnosed with dementia, how do you want to do it? Like Barbara Walters?
Yeah.
Or are you going to make a spectacle of yourself?
I would allow my family to come and visit me, but other than that, no. I wouldn't want the public at all.
I would have my good buddy Stuart, who was one of my best mates' older brothers growing up in school, we're still very close, to do what he did when I was 11 and introduce me to Metallica for the first time every day.
That'll be
like
amazing.
Like 51st
Dates. Yeah, just completely blown away by Creeping Death and Seek and Destroy. Having never heard anything like
funny,
it.
Funny, because Creeping Death and Seek and Destroy are exactly what's going to happen.
What's going
to
happen,
dementia.
No.
All right, let's get into some headlines, and then we've got important. You didn't.
I don't want to lie.
It's
things.
Just Seek.
This is not
the and destroy bit is before dementia.
This is not the touchy feely version of our show this morning.
The post dementia Metallica version. Search in Seek. and go home. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Wonder aimlessly
she
trying to find
a give up. Da, 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 da. She can forget. Search in.
All right.
Actually, we're not.
God, we've got to write some songs, dude.
I know.
Okay, Herman Mashaba says he won't be joining. Hear the headlines. I mean, this political crap. Mm. Outgoing Joburg Mayor Herman Mashaba says he will not be joining any political party after he quit the DA. Mashaba shocked many when he announced he would resign from both the DA and his position of mayor following the election of Helen Ziller as the chair of the Federal Council. That Helen Ziller, she's a machine, huh? Comes in, I'm retiring from politics, and then give her a couple of weeks doing a podcast, and she's like, fuck this, I'm back.
Yeah, she was done.
Fuck this.
Tweeting so, hey, people.
Jesus, she's terrified.
Do your Helen voice again.
I'm coming back, and I'm going to take over the DA and fix it again.
It's almost, you went Yoda-y at the
it's
end
It's almost
there.
A bit Yoda-y, yeah.
I remember she hosted the Lurie's once and was actually what? Quite good. Yeah, this must have been 2014. Give or take 1 year on either side. It was definitely after, 2014. She hosted the Lurie's in Cape Town. It was actually quite good.
All right, so anyone's hankering after Herman Mashaba, he's not coming back into politics anytime soon. I don't know how these businessmen like Herman Mashaba and Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg and all these guys have got these great lives. Why Cyril Ramaphosa, I could put you on that list too. They've got these huge fortunes. I don't know why they want to go into politics. Yeah. It's such a thankless, shitty business. You end up having to kiss other people's babies and solve big national problems. Why? It's just ego, ego, ego. It's insane. Herman, enjoy your life, man. You know, he's got an amazing wife. She's one of the most impressive people I've ever met. And really, he doesn't need this job. Go and enjoy yourself, Herman. All right? Stop worrying about this mayor of Joburg bullshit.
I may have asked this before, but have you seen those before and after presidency pictures?
Yeah.
Where they show you like the
people
physical
age,
toll.
Obama.
You do it for like 4 years or 8 years or whatever it is, but you come out aging three times it's as much as the
I
time
mean, imagine
period.
You have the worries of declaring war or sorting out homelessness and, you know, people...
And knowing about all the secret shit, you like, everybody says, as soon as I get in, I'm going to tell everyone what the story is with the aliens. I'm going to tell everyone what happened to JFK and John Gotti. I'm going to fix the, I'm going to make everything equal. And then they literally, like, immediately they're in. Not one of them ever says a word about it again.
No,
so I tell you, you arrive there and during week one, the lizard people sit you down and show you some shit. You, like, find out something as mind-blowing as when you first saw The Matrix. You're like, it won't be The Matrix, because that's too obvious of an example. But it will be that same, like, oh, my puss, everything is not what I thought it was. We're actually all pets of lizard people, and this is a simulation. And real life,
oh, no.
We, like, plugged face first into a life-generating slime. And, like, we are slaves of the lizard race. And you just find out, like, oh, my God. Okay, there's no way. Even if we could explain this, the people wouldn't believe it. Like, just keep them. It's the truth. Like, basically, imagine this. Like, imagine you try explain to a rat that it's in a maze and its reason for being there is so that we can test how well it navigates the maze.
Okay.
A rat would struggle to understand that. Now imagine trying to explain to it the reason it's doing that in the maze is because of cancer and here's all that we do and don't know scientifically and what its role is. That's where we'll be so like oblivious to the lizard people and when the president finds out, I'd just be like, please kill me. Sorry,
well,
we can't.
Here we are.
Answer.
If you've just joined us this morning, it is time for Gord to ruin your life with the truth about what your real existence is.
Yeah.
Oh.
The lizard people take over from inside society. Unbeknownst to the common man, they come in unseen and unfelt, except for by the fingers of industry into which they reach with leathery reptilian claws. The aliens, reptiles. JFK, a reptile. That, where do socks go in the washing machine? The reptiles! Tune in for more truth with Alex Jones and Gord next week. Truth bombs in your tits. Take that.
There we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
Second TV
that's
idea.
That's the same, this morning. The same hook that they sample in Simon Says by Pharaoh Monch.
The Godzilla theme.
Doom, 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 Simon Says, get the fuck up.
All right, can I get on with the headlines or are we bored of that?
Yes.
I don't mind moving on.
No, headline us.
Sure?
Yeah. Okay. I like a bit of head and I love a line.
God, when I... God...
What do I want here? All right.
You know, when I don't even have the English word.
Can I be very frank with you? The news is just so goddamn depressing. It's an Eskom story. There's a story about this child that went missing.
Okay, so Eskom's fucked. Child is missing.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give them to you like that, all right?
Yeah.
Eskom is totally screwed. $59 billion bailout is closer after a serial appropriation bill's been passed. That just means government are going to find the money because they have to. And it's going to come from guess who?
Tax.
Right, means you. There's this kid called Miguel Lowe.
That ongoing case.
His badly decomposed body was found in Phoenix and Durban in the murder trial of a Durban man who allegedly killed him. He's a primary schoolboy, you know?
The one thing that knocks the jokes out of me very quickly is like this anything stuff. Shitty to do with kids.
And then there were 8 soccer players killed in a Northwest crash. What I hate about the story is there were 30 passengers who were traveling in a truck that hit a tree when a 26-year-old driver lost control of the vehicle. And just horrible, horrible story. Injuries, death. 6 boys certified dead on the scene.
And it's passengers. They're just trying to get where they're going.
See, we were having so much fun with the dementia. Yep. Look at how quickly we've ruined it.
Shit.
And lastly, since, you know, there's some people who are hungry for these headlines, and I have to satisfy them, and then we can move on. There's been a drought that has caused more than 100 elephant deaths in Botswana.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's in Chobe National Park.
Because the Botswanans do a really good job relative to other African countries of keeping the wildlife protected.
Yeah, and they've got these vast areas that they've declared nature reserves. I mean, like, compared to any other country, I think Botswana, it's almost like a third of the country is natural reserves.
Really?
Yeah, they're really good at that.
It's just a lot of...
Even though their president's apparently canoodling with Bridget Hadebe.
Jeff
Hadebe's wife, yeah.
Mm.
All right. Well, I have something really special for after 7 o'clock this morning.
Ooh.
You know those different colored heart emojis?
Yes.
Have you ever wondered what they all mean?
I know that the red one is more serious than the others, and the black one is like sending consolation.
Right. But that's a good start. I'll give you the lowdown, all the different colors and what they all mean. And if there's some that don't have a meaning, we'll give it to them.
I've just seen ANC supporters use them.
Really? Like yellow?
There's a yellow heart, there's a black heart, there's a green heart.
That is some shit that I wouldn't want to receive.
And they're all financed by the taxpayer.
Well, apparently there's some new emojis.
Even the emojis.
Do you check out the new emojis when they come out every time there's an update?
On what, WhatsApp?
Mm.
No, I'm too busy talking to actual friends.
Oh, well, then it must be because I'm a sad human being. Oh,
no, if anybody's... I would imagine if anybody's got the most irritating WhatsApp on earth, it must be you, GC.
Why?
How so?
Because I know that you're in at least a couple of WhatsApp groups. Yeah. You got people messaging you about crap all day.
But it's funny crap. I mean, I wouldn't mind, otherwise I'd just leave the group.
No, I mean, like, I can only imagine how much other crap you must get other than the stuff that...
Yeah, some people have real problems.
Yeah, I find...
There's a volcano emoji.
I find a WhatsApp group.
No.
It's the most annoying thing known to me.
You hate them?
I hate them.
But you're on one
of us.
No,
because, like you say, yours is relatively funny, and it's also like it's either very funny or it's useful about the show.
You sourpuss.
I hate one where...
You're a sourpuss.
I hate one where it's like, let's organize Nigel's bachelors, and there's 65 people in it, and you know 6 of them, and everybody needs to reply all to the group, whether they can make it. It's like just... message the person directly, and then people you don't know start sharing jokes in there and chatting to each other about the good old days. Mm. And you're like, I got to stay in here in support of Nige, and because the little bits of information about his bachelors are actually important, but I don't want to meet here his high school friends talking about that time they almost won the first team rugby together in 1996. Like,
Nige,
fuck off with your group, or be very disciplined about what gets discussed in there, because you, like, I was recently got a friend.
How many groups are you on?
I recently left one.
How many groups? Give me the total.
How do you find out?
How many groups are you on?
I don't know, but maybe 4.
I think maybe 4 or 5.
Okay, that's not
And there's one subgroup.
You're on a group called 4 or 5? Holy shit, look at you moving straight
kinky,
into...
Kinky.
Yeah, kinky pinky. I like this.
I was telling Sia about this one WhatsApp group that my sister has. It's called Phenomenal Woman. So it's business women in the Free State, in Ooh. The Northwest, and so on.
And
so
who's the one who's on?
Bata Bidlamini is in the group.
No.
And she doesn't stick to the rules.
What do you mean? She starts giving personal problems and...
There's 9 rules, right? And one of them is nothing political.
Oh. Yeah, she like, can't help herself.
She 9 rules.
She'll post how the ANC is growing in the Free State or... So somebody did take it up with her, like, hey, we don't share such in the group. And she lost her marbles. Like, but she's, Edmund, take
she's
me out.
Got the, she's
out.
Got the same thing as Barbara Walters. That chick needs to quietly go into the you know... So you're on some pretty high-profile groups then, Pinky. I mean, if this sounds like a pressurized group, like you have to be an achiever to be on there. Do all these women tell stories of how well they've done, and you feel like, oh, I didn't make 20 million this month?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Okay, well, good for you.
My sister just adds me into all these groups, and I just chill there.
Yeah. But I guess it's also a good thing that you're there and you're able to soak up information. But I love that Pinky gave me a squiz into the group yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And Batabile Dlamini refers to herself in third person a lot.
Oh, wow.
She often says,
oh, God. What's her, can I just see her that profile? Is the I just want to see her profile thing. Picture. Just show me the profile picture and I can describe it to everybody.
In her chat, she'll say,
you would have
Batabile Dlamini is working hard to progress
that
woman.
That is the douchiest thing you can do.
Listen.
You can name your child Chad, raise it only on creatine, have it benching its own body weight by the time it's 6, let it communicate only in the language of CrossFit, tribal tattoo, a dragon fighting a tiger in tribal on their tram stamp area, and speak to them ending every sentence they've ever heard from birth with but, and you still won't get as much doucheness as you get if you speak about yourself in the third person and are not definitely taking the piss.
And not even Batabile, or maybe Bats, like her nickname. Batabile Dlamini.
I would never be able. This is why I couldn't be a yes man, or like a hype man, or, you know, a PA to a billionaire, where even though you're earning an executive salary, I couldn't blow smoke up someone's ass. I couldn't not say to someone, that's pretty dick what you just said. And just be like, yes, I agree. I'll help you. Talk about yourself in the third person.
Have you got any famous people on your WhatsApp groups?
No, the thing that really drives me nuts is that when you, even if you mute a WhatsApp group, you still get the little number notification. So you still got WhatsApp telling you you've got unread messages. Mm-mm. That drives me nuts.
It's a lot of pressure.
If you could just turn that little red notification off and mute the group, I'd be fine with it. But I probably am in like 5, and most of them are just like me and my 2 brothers with a group about, you know, looking after my pops who's not well, that sort of thing. Like, not constantly let's actually interact with this. It's like groups where you get messaged if something actually happens, and not just for the sake of talking about yourself in
third
person.
I got to tell you, so Batabile Dlamini's profile picture is just a stadium full of Women's League members with their Women's League outfits on.
Oh, the cader.
It's just unreal.
What a
And like, her subject is Women Have Spoken.
There we go.
Sure. Well, well done to you, Pinky. You're part of some pretty important groups.
I still want to dig up so much about her.
See,
she isn't married, right?
You want to dig up stuff about everyone. I mean, yesterday you were basically falling off your chair. You were so excited about Bridget Radebe having an affair with the
Yes. And then on Monday's show, we dug up some information on Losleif.
Who the hell? Is that the magazine?
Yes. So at least you had heard about it. We did not know.
That was the Afrikaans Scope.
Yeah.
What does it mean? I've wondered my whole life. Like, Leif is body.
Yeah.
Loss is like it to lose or is it loose?
It means like loose.
Loose body.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, can we just take this moment, because I know Gord is as emotional about this as I am. Loose, you spell with 2 O's. Lose, you spell with 1.
Yes.
Please, everybody, tell your friends. Listen, all people and nations.
I love it when someone is ranting about some ignorant shit online.
Yeah.
And then when you try to, like, interact in, you make the error of trying to, like, correct them or something.
Yes.
And they'll tell you you're a looser, or like, oh, you just can't stand to loose this intellectual debate. Yeah. A moron, lol. And like, I'm just like,
Ura
Moran, lol. So yeah. So the way to remember it is that when things are loose, there's space in between them and they rattle around and there's lots of stuff. So the word loose with two O's is way looser than the smaller word lose, which is not loose.
But you see, I got him on it. Look at how he gets all emotional.
No, it's like a mnemonic. It's a way of remembering it for people who struggle with it.
There we have helped people. Now, back to your story. Now, we return to the
return to the adventures of Gord. Okay. What were we saying?
We were talking about the WhatsApp law slaves. Group and law slaves.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So what about law slave?
What tangents?
I just never understood the name. I thought it must mean lose body or leave body.
No, it means you've got a body that's loose, as in you are available.
Yeah, see, that's hitting the nail right on the head.
What was that horrible song? Who does it? Is it Kurt Darren? Let me just look it
what's
up.
What's it about? My Roy Rock Bookie.
No, man. I'll play it for you, and you'll know immediately. Yeah, it's Kurt Darren. Okay, let me give him some credit here. We had him on the show not so long ago. He's actually a cool guy. I enjoyed talking to him.
Oh.
Los Lapi. He's like the Mendoza of whites, because he got black people to like this song. I mean, like, I've seen lots of black people do what white people do at black weddings, when they're at white weddings.
And Kalakata comes on and suddenly you can proper Johnny Clegg Zulu dance.
So this Kurt Darren.
And Black Oaks, Kentucky, when they hear this.
Dude, I see, like, this is one of those songs, like, the black people are like, okay, let's leave apartheid in the past.
For the next 3 minutes, we're embracing Afrikaansness.
We'll pretend
and
we
then
love
we don't
you.
Talk yeah. about it afterwards.
I'm not even joking here. I've been at a function where even the black people were jamming to this song and did the dance moves.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, it happens. So that's why I say he's the white Mendoza. What Mendoza did for...
Are there actions?
Wait for Ace to
Khan. Oh, there's a roof
thing. Show us the whole thing.
There's booby rubbing for Mama too. You do a hand rub. Rub your eyes for Trana.
Mama is the
titties. If only the audience could see.
Okay, he's got crying.
A
bookie, you've got a horn. Very nice, yeah.
You got a...
And why is she a loss lap?
I don't know. It's just provocative.
A loose again, cloth. No, she's... So he's a loss lap. It means he's not monogamous with this girlfriend.
Okay.
I hate to break it down. It sounds so...
I'm a loose lappy. So I'm a cloth that can go anywhere.
Anywhere you like.
Okay.
Ew. Now think about it.
So loss, generally speaking, in this context, is Afrikaans for a bit promiscuous. Or easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
Because loss life, loss lappy, easy body, easy cloth.
Do you want to hear an email that I got?
I would like to hear your email.
Okay, this is a good one. It's from Leighton. He's got some feedback for us on the show, which I always like to hear. So Leighton says, checking in. It's great to have you back, Gareth. You've such a great energy when you get back from the States. Usually try avoid delving too deeply into the shit happening back here right after you get back. I sort of take that mental break with you. Okay, nice. Says, in your absence last week, Ben was fantastic, holding the show down. I'm sorry that we missed out on having Ben and Gord in a reunion.
Yeah, me too, man. I would have loved to have done it.
Hopefully, we can have that soon. And speaking about Gord, I hope he's here this Wednesday, and I hope that the attached clip offends him. All right, are you ready?
I still don't know whether this is going to be one of the hateful or loving listeners.
You never know.
Let's find out.
See.
We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line.
This is Greta Thunberg.
Yes, bringing the thunder.
A change is coming, whether you like it or not. Right here, right now. Right here, right now. Right here, right now. Right here, right now. Right here.
You know, if she had a sense of humor, which I don't think she does, she would immediately go on tour with this song.
I understand that was
immediately.
So,
people would love it. Non-climate change people would love it.
Who played it live at a massive event? Was it Fatboy Slim? Well, the Kiffness in South Africa did it.
I don't remember who it is.
And then I think it was Moby or Fatboy Slim or
something.
See,
somebody. I look it up because I played it the other day.
Yeah, yes. But some massive international DJ played this, and because he played it in his set, it's gone like viral.
What's his song?
And it's worldwide. But the Kiffness did it.
Look up right here, right now.
Yes, the original, but the Greta Thunberg one was done by South African Comics. I stand to be corrected, but I'm 95% sure it was the Kiffness. Right. Then it went around the world virally, like Moby or Fatboy Slim or whoever remixes Greta Thunberg, but he was actually just playing a South African-made version of that. So that was made by local
Let's just finish off with Leighton's email here. He says, a general wrap-up, Sia is still annoying me.
Love you too, Leighton.
And Pumi has officially...
No, actually, I don't love you. Fuck off.
Yeah, you are my favorite person. Yeah, and fuck anyone doesn't like you.
I was like, let me be
like
nice. No,
Leighton,
no,
you're entitled to your opinion, but it's wrong.
Okay, Pumi has officially surpassed Sia as the most annoying person on the show for me. I'm writing myself into the Bishop's polo team, water polo team, as I type this. So there.
Oh. Riding himself into a polo
writing,
team.
Writing. Because you know what happened to that teacher at Bishop's.
And, sure.
Good story, yeah. We talked about it yesterday. We don't need to go back down there. All right, so, as usual, Ass is awesome, Gord is great when he bothers to show up, and Gugu has his moments. So we'll find out what Gugu's doing in Spain when he gets back, because he's on a little...
Is G real G in Spain?
Yeah.
Is he going and looking at Ducatis and Ferraris and all that?
Yeah, he's doing motoring stuff.
How does he do that? Like, where is his outlet for that stuff? Because it's not on this show. Someone's paying for
he
it.
He writes reviews for, like, motoring publications. He does little... videos and things. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, his social media is banging. If you like cars,
I said to him, if you come up with a good idea, we'll do something on the show with cars. But I'm yet to find something different and interesting to come out of this.
Also, Mean Georgie handles the cars.
Mean Georgie.
Yes, no,
do
George,
you have a nickname
Meanie.
For everyone?
Yes, Mean Georgie or Handsome George or stuff.
But yeah. Google was actually calculating yesterday that he's spending more time in the air traveling to Spain than he will actually in Spain.
Yeah, well, I mean, last year I did 3 trips in 13 months. I spent more time traveling to Spain than being happy about anything that happened in Spain.
And of course, you had that deeply unfulfilling relationship as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Pinky.
Anyone who says you can achieve anything if you just give 110% has not met my ex. 110% is a down payment.
Pinky, you think you've got a sad love life. Just
My love life is fine. I just dated a very...
Okay.
I erroneously dated a not great person. Okay. I've made a
She's
pledge and a point of not...
I'm taking her side in her absence and being the devil's advocate, which I thought you'd like.
Literally are advocating for the devil.
And
I don't want to say anymore. Those few people...
She just sent me a text.
She said you're rubbish.
You said more than enough.
Go on this.
She said you were a horrible lover.
Yep.
You had a bad attitude.
Uh-huh.
And you would only come to Spain for the free accommodation.
Yes. Well, there wasn't that even. It was much nicer to just go somewhere else because why stay at your house where someone else can take you somewhere exotic? Anyway, I don't like...
She asked the question.
What was it?
How did you meet her?
Oh, no, we were friends and she only moved to Spain at the end. Toward the end of things. Anyway, I do have like a policy of not going into any detail about this. There's like 4 people that might be listening and know who I'm talking about. Anyway, bygones.
All right, bygones.
I don't want to bet your talk shit. But yes, I was in a thing that...
He says now that
I was in a thing. I was in a thing that had me go to Spain a lot and it worked out badly.
Okay.
That's the story.
We got a lot to do. Next hour is going to be loads of fun. Is Joe Camino coming in?
No.
Oh, okay.
So the point I was making is that I know that particular commute, and if G is traveling back and forth to Europe all the time, it can be pretty exhausting, especially if it's work and not pleasure.
That's awkward.
All right. Gord, message for you before we go to the 7 o'clock hour.
Very awkward.
This is from Alex. Alex says, enjoy your post-show dump, Gord.
Oh, God.
Not a mum James here.
I don't know why I keep doing this show. I'm tired, cantankerous for the rest of the day. I hate getting up in the morning.
And
I could be doing other shit.
Now you can't even take a dump.
But I can't even poo at the studio anymore. I can't have my poodio anymore. CliffCentral.com